It's that new Trey Lamont coming up, baby. That new Trey Lamont.
It's Trey Lamont.
Hey, the boy can sing, boy. I promise you, much on my seat. Good Friday. You can catch us on live. YouTube, Facebook, The Morning Detour.
Pull up, it ain't too late.
Hey.
Never got dumped in the split.
Easy Trey Lamont, let's go.
It's Trey Lamont. Pull up, it ain't too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pin. Yeah, this a bus of 29 twins. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. Gotta come down like a river. That's dinner. We don't ever talk about feelings. Now you try to steal it. Hold up, bring it back, gotta wheel it. This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling. Pull up, it ain't too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pin. Yeah, pull up, it ain't too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pin. Yeah, this a bus of 29 twins. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. Gotta coming down like a river. That's dinner. We don't ever talk about feelings. Now you try to steal it. Pull up, bring it back, gotta wheel it. This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
Yeah, it's a bunch of 29 twins. Come like you try to get twins. Lord, pull up, it ain't too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pin. Yeah, it's a bunch of 29 twins. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. Gotta coming down like a river. That's dinner. We don't ever talk about feelings. Now you try to steal it. Hold up, bring it back, gotta wheel it. This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
This that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
Yeah, it's a bunch of 29 twins. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. This that dog gotta see lit. Push it past the ceiling. This that dog gotta see lit. Push it past the ceiling.
She don't really wanna. Hey, hold on a second, man. The devil's gonna come under different forms. They gonna talk about you through the bushes. They gonna fabricate stories. They even talked about Jesus. So it makes you special. It's a Good Friday.
She don't really wanna go to work.
Taking the morning detour. Weezy Moon chasing Pastor Thomas. You know how we do things. The
she
best morning show in the country.
Go to work. Nah. She wanted who can take care of her. She don't really wanna go to work. She wanted who can take care of her. She don't really wanna go to work. She wanted who can take care of her. I remember when I met her at the bank.
What she say?
And she told me she just left a man. Say she tired of a nigga spending cash. She only shaking digital. She a crip thot. She a crip thot. She don't got a heart, cause she traded for a big stock. Shorty, she a crip thot. She a crip thot. Using all my Bitcoin, shopping for a wristwatch. Baby, she a crip thot. She a crip thot. Twerking on that app, watch that go TikTok. If you still a gold digger, you can kick rocks. Using all my Bitcoin, shopping for a wristwatch. Baby, she a crip thot. She a crip thot. Twerking on that app, watch that go TikTok. If you still a gold digger, you can kick rocks. All my looking for a crip thot. Baby, she a crip thot. She don't really wanna go to work. She want a nigga who can take care of her. She don't really wanna go to work. She want a nigga who can take care of her. Shawty thinking she gorgeous. Got a whip and she foreign.
I got f***ing enormous. Hey. Currencies like Bitcoin and yeah. I can spend on you quickly. Hey. NFT them new blocking chains is her language. Yeah. And I speak it fluently.
She a crypt thot. She a crypt thot. She don't got a heart, cause she traded for a big stop. Shorty, she a crypt thot. She a crypt thot. Using my Ethereum, shopping for a big yacht. Baby, she a crypt thot. She a crypt thot. Working on the app, watch that go TikTok. If you steal a gold digger, you can kick rocks. All my is looking for a crypt thot.
Nobody is this hype this early to see him on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detail on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theatre Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
Living with the virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Ukrainian National Federation presents a benefit concert for Ukraine, featuring live performances by the Bar Brothers, so-called Dumai Dinai, and Mumorosi. All proceeds go to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation. Taking place Saturday, April 16th at the Ukraine National Federation, 405 Fairmount Avenue West. Doors at 6 p.m., music at 7:30. Tickets will be on sale at the door, and advance tickets can be purchased at thepointofsale.com/tickets/UKRAIDE. Tickets are $30 in advance and $40 at the door. Merch from St. Javelin will also be on sale at the event. Join us for this very special community event in support of Ukraine. Sponsored by Circa Distilleries and CKUT.
Stop Caribbean cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out. 334 St. Jacques Street. The one and only. Chef X. And the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetable, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That's same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food delicious. Delicious. West Indian Caribbean cuisine. I will be there. Check it out. Check it out.
Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detail on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
I was about to say, like, I got that.
No.
Good Friday, good Friday. Montreal, my city. 8:09 in the morning. You know how we're doing things. 8:30. We have Bishop Burden coming on. But right now, we have political candidate. Friend of the show, Moro Pena is with us. Let me turn on your mic, Moro. Get you going on here. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday, everybody. Thank you for having me on the show.
He got that strong politician voice. He got that strong voice. So how you doing, sir? Last time in here, we were talking about a petition. Trying to get this, this black excellence going, move on. I like what you guys are doing, because we're not talking about marching and protesting. You guys are doing actionable things to trying to get, some racial equity going on. So give us an update. What is going on, Mr. Pena?
Correct. So the entire approach of the Red Coalition is, what we're doing is, we're, like we said, there's many ways of approaching an issue, and our our approach is basically to go the legislative way. So what we've done is we've created a petition at the federal level where we are asking the government to do something about racial profiling, specifically with relation to police work and how police precincts are funded across the city. This petition, there's like a, like, you know, everything is an administrative process with the government. So we're still waiting, but we crossed the threshold of the minimum signatures. So it was presented within there's like five steps. So right now we're at step three.
God damn. So convoluted this politics in this country. God damn.
It is, but you know what? If you want to enact change, you got to play their game.
Yeah.
There's only so many things we could do, and we've seen what we've done, all of us collectively so far, where it's led us. So let's try another approach. And that's more or less what we're trying to do at the Red Coalition. So I wanted to mention, by the way, for the dog thing. So first off, I was a political candidate, yes, for Snowden, for Movement Montreal under Balarama Holness at the municipal elections last year.
Right.
The team is still together, and we could talk about that afterwards. we're cooking something up. There are elections coming up, so we're working on something to ensure that, you know, people have representation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's key right now.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, whoever's in power right now is conquer and divide. And you know what? We're more about uniting people. Listen, as a dog owner, by the way, guys.
I don't want your dog on the
as
natural.
As a dog owner, I love dogs, but my dog is enough at home. So, I'm sorry, dog owners. I got to side with you guys if we're going to bring them into the metro. Ensemble Montréal, shout out to Stephanie Valenzuela. She's my parents' candidate. She's my parents' counselor in Darlington. She's amazing, but Stephanie, think about it.
Stephanie, you wildin'. You guys need to leave. You know what I mean? It's suburbs' attitudes trying to bring to the city, man. Leave them things in the suburbs.
Absolutely, absolutely. But listen, very quickly, I wanted to mention also, one of the reasons why I'm here is that I'm part of something new. A new program that just started, and it's called the Action Creativity Theater, and it's at the Green Center in Westmount. Okay. So what we're doing is, and it's so new that I'm going to have to read from the email for you guys, because
give me,
it's very important.
Give me all the new stuff. Give me all
it's
the new stuff.
It's very important because right now what we're going to do with this committee is, the aim of the committee is to give voice of empowerment to racialized and immigrant people through the space of theater and creative expression. Inform and engage non-racist and non-immigrant people about the realities of racism and discrimination through community conversations.
Oh, see, I like that.
The reason it's important is because this is starting at the Green Center, which is in Westmount. So we're going for a different type of, I don't want to say clientele, but we're trying to open the conversation with different people. You know, people that, for better or for worse, have never interacted with racialized people, have never interacted with people of color, have never interacted with people that have suffered discrimination. So as part of my role in that committee, what we're going to do is we're going to try and get people that are doing theater, that are doing music, that are doing all kinds of arts, that are BIPOC community members, and we're going to try to shine a light on them. And specifically in the Southwest borough, so shout out to St. Henry. I'm from St. Henry.
Well, listen, me and Portia, we both went to Wager. So Wager's like an intersection between Burgundy, LaSalle, Uptown, NDG.
Yeah.
Boy, it was nice, man. It was a good experience there.
And you know what, guys? While I'm here, actually, I wanted to talk about something else.
Yeah, you know, when you have the politicians in the building, Portia, you got to plug all the things, you know.
We got to talk about the Red Coalition's. What we're trying to do is we're trying to open up the space because of, right now there's a lot of housing issues with people, right? People are having issues finding proper housing. People are being evicted. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give a space to people. If you or anybody you know have been a victim of racial profiling with regards to house hunting, apartment hunting, we would love to hear from you at the Red Coalition.
Yeah.
The website is www.redcoalition.ca. And at the Red Coalition, we'd love to hear your stories. we're getting tired of hearing from disgruntled cops because they love to contact us.
Yeah, disgruntled cops are contacting you guys.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. Because they're the ones in need, Portia. They're the ones being marginalized, and you know, that's crazy.
Absolutely. You know what? And the reason they are is because there's a new program from the Red Coalition that we call the Watchdog Program, and our founder Joel DeBelfe was on CJAD yesterday talking about this. Specifically, what this program is encouraging citizens to do. We are encouraging law-abiding citizens to not disrupt the officer's work, but to film them from a safe distance and to submit to us those videos.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because we'd like to collect a database in order to, you know, prove what everyone else in this room already knows, but some people apparently still need convincing of.
Yep.
Well, you know, we could have avoided all of this had they just agreed to the body cams. So we have body cams in the States, and Valerie Palmer was trying to instill it, and the minute the police gave her a little bit of pushback, she's like, okay, we're done with the body cams. So now we got to police ourselves now. Well, listen, man, Mr. Pena, you're always welcome on the show. Give the people the website and the links one more time so you can contact you. Also put it there on our social media, Detour514. But give it out one more time.
All right, so it's www.redcoalition.ca. And you can find me at MTL_MAURO on Instagram. You can add me. You can send me messages concerning anything we just discussed. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. So thank you guys once again for having me.
No, anytime.
Much appreciated.
Anytime you find the show. So I know my church folk are real excited. I know y'all is ready. He's here a little early. He's looking right. You know what I mean? He's got the brand. That's, you know, you're in business with the bishop. You know, the bishop come with the hoodie, with the crew neck, with the logo on it. I'm loving the army fatigue. So, you know, we're on the war path against Satan on this Good Friday this morning. We're going to let, for all my church people, we're going to let you guys simmer just a little bit more. We're going to let you wait a little more. It's 8:16. We'll give you guys to 8:30. Bishop Burton's in the building. The Resurrection Center's in the building. Keep it locked. It's Good Friday's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. We'll be right back.
clothes on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. Clothes on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. Hold the selfies. Put the gram away. Get your family. Y'all hold hands and pray. When you got daughters, always keep them safe. Watch out for vipers. Don't let them indoctrinate. Closed on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one. With the lemonade. Raise our sons. Train them in the faith. Through temptations. Make sure they're wide awake. Follow Jesus. Listen and obey. No more living for the culture. We nobody's slave.
Progress toward. Say to them, say to the down keepers, the sun slappers, the self soilers, the hominy ushers, even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
Sir, fix I do work, work six of them like Mike, he's out of sight. Whoa, you they got me pipe, two men like Ike. Six at the spot, into the night.
Yeah, I'm shaking the drop. I'm still up on top. I've been at the bop. The devil, my op, can't pay me to stop. My God at the top. We gon' praise our way out the grave, dog. Living, speaking, praise God. Walking out the graveyard, back to life. I serve. Follow your word, see with new sight,
into the night.
Yeah, this life I'm living, all the advice been tipping. Gave me that grip, no slipping, out of my mind, we tripping. Tell me take two when I'm on one, that look out like no one. Kept it real tight like your son.
We gon' praise our way out the grave, dog. Living, speaking, praise God, walking out the graveyard, back to life. Follow your word, see with new sight, into the night.
Still outside, still outside, still outside, still outside. Tame pilot, tame outside. And I'm still outside, I'm still outside, still outside. Let's get right, let's get right. Subject to means, I signed a few. I polished their dreams. An angel on earth, come under my wing. Stop running your publishers. They publish the headlines and say the wrong things. Y'all treat your Lord and Savior like rentals insurance. You know what I mean? Body, the body, the body, the body, the body, the body.
Oh, yeah, Sister Portia. Sister Portia, boy. This morning. We are touched this morning, as well as you guys know to my faithful listeners. A couple weeks ago, I had the honor and privilege to becoming a Godfather. So I went to the Resurrection Center. I was pleased to see things as good at the Resurrection Center.
It is.
I got to see Bishop Burnham talk. And whether you're a faithful person, whether you believe in God or not, when someone connects with you on a human-to-human level, when I heard him talk, Portia, he spoke to a part of me I didn't know was there. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, the bishop is relating to us on a level, you know, because sometimes, you hear pastors and you hear bishops talk, and they talk to you from, like, on top of a mountain. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't make it personal for you. When I saw Bishop Burnham talk, I was like, okay, he's one of us. He's one of us. And I had to do something to manifest the energy to get him back over here. I didn't know how they was going to take the video. But it's hundreds and hundreds of views on IG. They reposted Resurrection Center. I messed up the drop. It's connect.
Love, connect, and serve.
Love, connect, and serve. I got to write that down. We need it on T-shirt. Since then, I've gotten the gold box like DJ Khaled. I've been blessed and anointed. I got the box in the car. We're going to break for commercial at some point here. I'm going to get the box. You explain to me what everything's in the box. But he's been a part of God's journey since the beginning, since the age of 5. You know, it says the word was coming to you. You've been preaching since 18. You got to not explain to me how you become a bishop, what's the difference between a bishop and a pastor. But I think you're a great speaker. I think.
Thank you.
Whether someone believes in faith or God, whatever, you're touched somehow. You know, speaking to people is definitely your gift. And I think you have much more to give us. And hopefully this morning, my Morning Detour listeners can get a taste of Bishop Burnham. And they'll probably go to Resurrection Center to get more teaching. But it's also available on YouTube.
Yes.
The featured series right now is Rooted. We are going to get into all of that, but we're going to start off with, you know, your genesis, your beginning. So Montreal, my city, I'd like to welcome Bishop David Burnham. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. Good morning, Montreal. It's such a privilege to be here. But I have to say something right off the start. It's very distracting to be in this room because I love shoes.
Hold on, where's Sean Dell at?
I'm checking. My mind is like, I need all of these shoes in my house. I love them. In fact, you know what? People come to my office and they make fun of me because they're like, hey, are you running a shoe store? I love shoes.
Check the bishop out this morning.
Love shoes. Okay. Montreal, do you love shoes?
I tell you guys, we ain't playing this morning. We are not playing this morning. What's your favorite shoe? You're a Jordan guy, your Air Max 1 guy?
You know what? I just love colors. So anything bright, my favorite color is orange.
Okay, that's what's okay. up. Okay,
yeah, I love orange.
The Morning Detour color is orange too. So that's what. So we in line?
Oh yeah, yeah. I love. And you know what? Sometimes we talk about. My wife is always make fun of me because laughs at me because I love shopping.
Yeah.
Okay. And most guys, you know, normally don't love shopping. I love shopping. So I buy a lot. And I told her one time, I said, if I ever get wealthy enough, I'm going to wear new clothes every single day. One time I'm going to wear my shoes. I've heard that some Hollywood stars do this, where they buy a shoe or they buy clothes, wear it, and then that's it.
Yeah.
That'd be me one day. No, I want to be that man.
So I'm going to pause it right here. Now, Portia, how shocked are you that a bishop is saying this? He wants to move the way. This is Portia's life.
Oh, yeah?
See, when you're real pretty, you just get things and you dash it after.
Well, I'm not pretty. But you're
pretty in the soul. You're a good looking man. Stop it. The dude came with the Resurrection Center turmoil.
He did.
Crew neck.
He did.
It's different, bro. It's different than the Resurrection. I'm telling you, Montreal, my city, is different. So where do you want to begin? Porsche, I'll let you kick it off.
So as he said, you basically were led to God at 5.
Right.
And then you started preaching or pastoring at the age of 18. So between 5 and 18, what was the transition? What led you there? How did you find out that you wanted to be like, this is what I want to do at the age of 18?
Well, let me start off by saying as a believer and as a person of faith, I believe I existed before I existed. And I believe that all of God's children, and we are all God's children, whether we're persons of faith or not, we're all God's children.
Yeah, got to come from somewhere.
We all got to come from somewhere. So, you know, I grew up in a Christian home.
Okay.
But I wasn't always a Christian. And the one thing that scared me about becoming a pastor or a minister and taking that as a career, is I never wanted to be poor. Mm. I hate poverty. No, for real. Yeah. I hate poverty.
Yeah.
I don't believe for a moment that God designed us and created us with such an ability, with such gifts, so that we could live in poverty. I don't believe there's any reason on this entire earth why anybody should live in poverty. Even though there's a lot of poverty,
yeah.
There's a lot of unfairness. But I don't believe this is the design of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I never wanted to, you know, become a pastor. It's not something that, you know, I dreamt about. I always wanted to be a Christian.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And before I'm a pastor, before I'm a bishop, before I'm any of that, number one, I'm Dave. I'm just Dave.
You're just Dave.
I'm just Dave.
Dave with the sneakers. Dave with the sneakers.
Yeah, that's right. And lots of sneakers. So, you know, that's where I've always been this, and I've never tried to be something else. I'm just me.
So then when did the decision come, like, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, you know, when I became a teenager, I got involved in some things that I shouldn't have been involved with. I've always loved girls. So
this is the right show for you. This is the right one.
Just saying. And, you know, I thought, I've got to take control of my life. And I tried to take control of my life. And I realized that in trying to take control of my own life, I took control away from God. And I believe every person is designed for a purpose, and on purpose, and discovering who we are as a journey. And I'm 53. I'm still trying to figure out who God has made me to be.
I thought you was 42. The way you was moving on stage when I seen you,
I'm like,
you had the button up, the sweater, and the blazer with all the TV screens. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, God is good. Let's say that.
we're trying.
You know, I'm just trying to keep up. By the way,
we're trying to get the gospel drops with the amen and hallelujah. But I'm about to plug it in myself. I couldn't get the joint.
Yeah. You know, I'm not very religious.
Okay,
how does that work?
Well, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Bishop, I only got 30 minutes with you. You know what I mean? I'm about to bring you on the podcast. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is I don't run by a lot of rules and regulations. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make me inhuman.
Yeah.
It shouldn't make me strange.
No.
It should just make me normal.
You sound like my best friend, Focus.
You
don't run by many rules.
So, you know, I don't believe. Christ never came. This is Good Friday, right?
Yeah.
So we can't have an interview and talk and not include the birth, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ.
For sure.
And, you know, Christ died for us, mm-hmm. not so that we could become strange or weird.
Yeah.
And I feel like religion a lot of times is oppressive, and it is to keep people down. But he came to set us free.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? So the dichotomy doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. So, you know, I believe that as a believer, as a Christ follower, I'm not religious. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Christ died for me. It doesn't make me weird. I believe we are not abnormal people living in this world. I believe we are normal people living in an abnormal world.
Yeah.
You understand? So, yeah, there's a lot of things going around, a lot of things going on. But as a believer and as a person of faith, we have a very real enemy. And our enemy is Satan.
Oh.
Now, you cannot say that you believe in God, but you don't believe in Satan. Yeah. You can't have one without the other, right?
So
we have a very real enemy. And the enemy is doing everything in his power to distort the purpose and the design that God had for you and you and for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm on this journey where I don't want to lean towards that. I want to lean towards God, because everything that God has for us, guys, is good.
Yeah.
Every single thing. God is not trying to take stuff from us.
This morning,
he's trying to get something to us.
He's preaching this morning.
Do you feel like a person could be religious, believe in God, and not go to church? Like, what do you feel about a person who doesn't go to church, but they do believe in God, they pray, they live a righteous life? Like, what do you feel about
that? That's a great question. And see, going to church doesn't make us a Christian.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. But however, I believe when you're a believer and a Christ follower, you love what Christ loves. And the Bible, if you believe in the Bible, the Bible actually says that Christ died and gave himself for the body. See, I'm part of a body. You're part of a body. If you're a believer, you're part of a body. So if you're part of a body, you can't disconnect your arm or your leg and expect the body to be normal or to function. So in order for us to, as a believer, as a Christian, to flourish, to grow, we need community. Yeah. And church, for me, the old church experience, is not about just, you know, worshiping God. For me, church is about community. Mm. It's about being part of something bigger than me. And I was born to give.
Yeah.
I wasn't just born to receive. I wasn't born to just take. I was born to give. I was born with gifts, ability, talents. You guys have talents. You've got to learn how to tap into and let the world experience your gift without allowing your gift to destroy you and or to block you from becoming who Christ really planned for you to become. So can you be a Christian and go to church? Can you have a relationship with Christ and not go to church? Yeah, I believe you can.
Yeah.
However, if you're in love with something, and if you're in love with someone, you want to spend time with that person. Mm. So the outlet for me, I'm not a Christian because I go to church. I'm a Christian because I believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah, and I believe in the Word of God.
See, we need the hallelujah right there, DJ Maddie.
Yeah. Where's my preaching corner, right?
So when I first saw you, you were kicking off your Rooted series.
Yes.
So let's go into the roots.
Yes.
Let's go to the Rooted series. So I'm going to highlight some points from it that I feel is really important at the city that we talk about. You have this thing when you talk about money, not prayers.
Of course.
So I'm going to quote you in saying, you said the first thing that money should do for us is give us the freedom to live out our purpose.
Yes.
Let's talk about money. Because when you hear church and money, you know, we're programmed to think the church want to take money from us.
Yeah.
But in I'm going to let you go because you do it so beautiful. I'm going to let you go on it. So talk to me about it.
The problem with that is we're thinking wrong. Mm. We're thinking that the church is about money. And we're trying to get something from you.
Yeah.
But church, the true church, I mean, definitely there's a lot of abuses everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what industry you're in, there's a lot of wrong, a lot of exploitation of people. You know, they're trying to take from you. But for us, for me, I can't speak for everyone else. I can only speak for me. But for me, I'm not trying to take from you. I'm trying to get something to you. Because there is something powerful and life-giving when you give to something. So I'm not embarrassed, and I refuse to buy into this mindset that I've got to have a poverty mindset or I can't be blessed. Man, I worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Right.
And I am a son. Listen to me carefully for all the listeners. I did not say I am the son. I am a son of Jesus, of God. Mm. Therefore, I am part of a king and a kingdom. And if I am a son of a king and you're going to tell me that I got to live in poverty, that I can't be blessed, I don't believe that. Because it disconnects my brain. I can't. And my daddy is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I can't be blessed.
Can't be blessed, boy. What a morning, boy. One of your biggest points, and I know, listen, I got to get this in here before we close out, because we have a quiet bit with you.
Can tell me. You know I can talk all day, so you just enough is enough.
No, it's beautiful. Can we talk about, can you give me the piece on intentions versus actions?
Oh, yes.
Can you give me the piece on intentions versus actions?
Look, listen, a lot of people have good intentions.
Yeah.
But intentions, good intentions means squat. It means absolutely nothing unless our good intentions leads us to good actions. Church people,
listening,
humans have a lot of good intentions. But good intentions never gets anything done. We've got to shift from good intentions to good actions. So I'm on this quest in my own life where every day I'm trying to live with purpose.
Yeah.
And I live my out my purpose through understanding my values. So getting back to our roots is understanding what it is that you value. Every person has a core value. Whether they identified it, whether they know it or not, everybody lives by a certain set of values. And for me, one of my values is people.
Yeah.
I love people.
You love people in shoes, but yeah, you definitely love people.
I love shoes and I love people. And the greatest blessing for me is to see people grow and to flourish. Let me just say this, and you lead the conversation, but I love people so much, you could never be blessed enough that would make me jealous.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's deep. Yeah,
I got to be focusing on it to really wrap my head around the whole lot much on my city. Typically we do the interviews all the way through. We got to cut some gospel music. We got Bishop Byrne here from the Resurrection Center. We got some deep questions coming up next. Keep it locked. It's the Morning Detours, the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. We got Bishop Dave Byrne in here from the Resurrection Center. It's Good Friday. You know how we do things. This won't sound right. 8:43 in the morning, Montreal, MIC. This is Good Friday. Pastor Thomas, I got First Lady Portia Squires in here. The whole team's in here, man. We got Rick the Specialist, Joe Black, No Status Capo. I don't even know if I can say her name. I don't know what nickname I have for you. But we have Patty Deluxe Lond is here. And I know, that's what I'm calling y'all now. We got Big Will. We got recording all the sales in the building as well. We got the young OG Marco in here. Bishop Burns in here.
I'm here.
Online is crazy. shout out to Nicole and everybody from the Resurrection Center. Shout out to Jackie and them. Bishop, years and years in the game, man. You made me want to really have a relationship with God. So that's what made me think, like, yo, you're doing the right things. You're in the right place. But boy, shall I let you go.
Do you think Christianity has a good reputation in the African continent, Caribbean history?
That's a loaded question.
That's a
right?
loaded one. Yeah. Just give me a piece. Give me a piece, Bishop. Give me a piece.
Do I think it has a good reputation? I think anywhere where the full gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, it has positive influence. Is there corruption? Yes. There's corruption in every level of society, and the church is not exempt, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I would encourage all of your listeners to do is to not just focus on the bad, but to focus on the good.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the gospel of Jesus Christ, imagine how many people would go hungry. how many people that wouldn't have any hope. So, you know, because a doctor, a medical doctor, does something wrong or violates a patient, it doesn't mean that people stop going to see doctors.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's the same thing with regards to the church. Because some of us pastors are corrupt and we take advantage and we exploit people, doesn't mean that we're all like that. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that there's no good. You know, I see a lot of Nike shoes. And, you know, in order for there be a knockoff for Nike, there must be something that's genuine.
Yeah.
If there's not something that's authentic, something that's not, or if there's nothing real, there can be a knockoff. There can't be any knockoff. So the fact is that there's some issues within what I would refer to as the body of Christ and a leadership among churches. Doesn't mean that none of it is real. Remember this, guys. All of the listeners in Montreal, listen to me carefully. Every pastor that falls into sin, that brings a shame or a reproach to the gospel of Jesus Christ, remember this, that they're human. Yeah. We are all flawed. Yeah. And there's not one person that we've seen over the last even couple years that have failed in ministry that's perfect. They are human beings. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we forget that we are dealing with flawed, broken people. There's not one man of God that have failed in any area that I am not capable of failing in. Mm-hmm. I am human.
Yeah.
I am at my very core, I am flawed, broken, and sinful. Mm-hmm. We humans love to sin.
It's very honest of you.
So, is there problems? Yes. But look at all the good. You know, at RC, we have something called Extended Hands, which is our outreach to our community.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's times where we're serving 1,200 families a month. Mm-hmm. There's stories where people have come to talk to me and said, the fact that you give me this food means that I won't have to be a prostitute tonight to feed my kids.
That's deep.
That's deep, dude.
That's deep.
That will make you push. Yeah. That would make you take the last $20 out of your pocket to make sure that somebody has got food on their table. So you know, there's a lot of negativity, and of course, that's as humans, that's what we want. Mm-hmm. That's what makes good news, right? You're not going to hear the stories about the people that's doing their best to feed somebody or to look after somebody or to meet somebody's need. And this is where it comes back to money. You mentioned money in a few minutes ago. Money just gives us options. Money allows us to do things that we couldn't do.
Yeah.
And I believe the church lots of times is just a place where people see that they need to go if they have a need so we can pray for you.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that the church is just there so we could pray for you. I believe the church should be there to meet a need. Mm. But if we don't have any money, how can we meet a need?
Yeah.
And I am tired of just praying for people. I want to be the solution to somebody's problem. I don't want to just be the source that you come to because you need a prayer.
Yeah.
You need $20? I don't want to spend my time praying for you for $20. I'd rather take the $20 out of my pocket and say, here you go, let me pray, where my prayers are going to be more effective. I don't want to waste my life praying for something that's available. Money is available.
Yeah.
The problem is that we so lack vision that people don't want to give to something that they don't believe in.
Yeah.
And for me, I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yeah, some people are going to abuse it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't do away with all of the good that we can accomplish. I hope that makes sense.
Listen, I'm waiting for your mixtape or your album. I can listen to you talk for weeks and hours. As we close out here, speak to me about the Resurrection Center. What does the Resurrection Center mean to you?
Hey, the Resurrection Center means something. It's very simple, guys. This is what RC is all about. We empower every person to love, to connect, and to serve.
Yeah.
That's our mission. That's our goal. And because we've identified what it is that we want to do, it helps us to say no to a lot of things. The reason why I came here today is because people is what matter to us.
Yeah.
And our job, our assignment is to empower every person. I want to grow trees until there's enough trees that we can be a forest.
Yeah.
Because we need to be connected. Humans were built to be connected. Mm-hmm. And in our society, especially over COVID, what have happened is the world have shut down, and we need each other. That's what COVID has taught us, that we need each other. So we're about loving God, loving people, loving our community, connecting with God, connecting with people, connecting with our community, serving God, serving each other, and serving our community.
Listen, there you go. Well, give us some of the programs. And you know what? We're going to play, you know, I've never played this with a bishop. I'm going to play the this or that game with you.
Oh, no. I'm not good at games.
We got a little time. But before we get into that, talk about some of the programs at the Resurrection Center. Because you guys have a lot of programs. First Fruits coming up. A lot of things coming up. So, you know, shout out that. You know, pay some bills.
Sure.
And then we'll close out with the this or that game.
Yeah, well, tonight we have our Good Friday community service where we're bringing together a few churches in our community. So it's bilingual, French and English. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock. If anybody's listening, you want to come to church tonight on Good Friday to celebrate the death and burial and resurrection of Christ, hey, RC is the place to be tonight. Tomorrow is a Sunday. Every Sunday, we have French at 9 a.m. in the morning. From 9 to 10, we do French service. And at 11 a.m. is our English service.
Listen, it's what a but it's more than a service. It's a show.
It's fun. It's not supposed to be boring. I hate it's boring.
It's a show. Before we play the game, you got to give me insights. What's up with the three cameras? Why did you feel you needed three cameras? We could have used one shot, one single shot on you, and that would have been great.
Because that's boring.
I sent you the thing.
Why do you see all the equipment that you have in this room?
Yeah.
So why should you be excellent and the Church of Jesus Christ not excellent?
DG Kicks should supply all your shoes now for all your services.
Absolutely.
That should be a thing right now. We should just connect those two worlds and get this going.
I'll even pay for them. It's fine. I don't want it free.
You, Jesus, whoever's going to pay. Somebody's going to pay for it. We take everything. You didn't get the game? Okay, I'll share it with you. Okay, we have about 8 minutes. I'm going to play the this or that game with you.
Okay.
Okay? Let's open up here. What is something you are obsessed with?
Jesus. And people.
And shoes.
And, well, my wife. I'm obsessed with my wife.
Yeah, shout out to your wife. She comes from a long, long line of church devotees.
Yeah, yeah. She's crazy, too.
First Lady, Glennis Burton.
Just Glennis is fine.
Shout out to your two daughters, Destiny and Summer.
Yeah.
You spelled Summer S-O-M-M-E-R.
Yeah.
Is that a biblical reason?
No. Baywatch.
Oh. Yo, wait. In my mind, you're not real.
I think we need some oxygen in this room.
You know, in the winter, we can't even get heat in this room. And now we're like in spring and it's too hot. We're trying to bust the thing here. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to ask him one.
Okay, what are the three words that describe you best?
Different, exciting, and adventurous.
All right.
Oh, yeah, he's a big fan of, like, trees and forests. Tell me your favorite tree.
Oh, the redwood, the sequoia, which is really the same kind of tree. I mean, these trees are just incredible. I mean, 300, can you imagine 300 feet, 2,000 years old? You could drive a car through a redwood.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, the best thing I love about the redwood, it survives by connecting with other people. Or other trees.
There you go.
The roots, brother. The roots. The roots are intertwined with each other.
What would be your perfect weekend?
My perfect weekend is spending time with my wife.
Okay.
And hanging out with church folk.
All right.
Yeah, I love church folk. I love people. I love the church. So.
I like how he says that. I like church folk. In my mind, I'm like, okay. Do you occasionally have like a rum and coke with somebody at the bar? Like, do you go to a sports bar? Like, you know what I'm saying? No, but he's human. I mean, you don't drink.
Yeah, that's right. We go all the time. I love food. I love food. So we go to restaurants and we hang out.
Okay.
And yeah, so I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol. That's a personal preference.
That's okay.
The reason for that is I think it destroys a lot of people, and I am, I find it very hard to stay in the middle of the road. So if I do something, I'm going to be an extremist.
Okay.
So if I start drinking, I'll probably become an alcoholic. So it's better for me not to. It's better for me not to indulge.
All right. Your favorite way to waste time?
Riding motorcycle.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love motorcycles.
Oh, you're a motorcycle guy.
Huh? I am.
Now look at this guy, Big Will. You and him could jump on the highs and, you know, shut down Amman Bay.
Yeah, and I love quadding, the 4x4ing. So I have a quad, I have a motorcycle, and I love life.
This next one, you know what I mean, for all my hip hop heads, if you had to intro music, what song would it be and why? Is it a song from Future? Is Future going on at the Resurrection Center? I don't know what's going on at the Resurrection Center. That's what he's on the show. We're trying to learn.
It would definitely be something upbeat and fast. And I love bass. So heavy bass.
Okay, Kanye, we got you. Yeah. We got hit him with some hypotheticals. We got about 4 minutes.
Hypotheticals. Okay.
You guys are so much fun.
Thank you. And you are as well.
Thank you.
If you were to transform, what vehicle would you turn into?
I love my questions.
I would transform into a 4x4 F-350.
Yeah.
4x4
F-350. Yeah, right. I wouldn't. Because I love powerful. Okay. I love power. Not necessarily just fast, but I love power. I love torque for all the guys that's out there. I want to be able to pull some stuff that nobody else can pull.
I hear that.
If you could be the CEO of any company, what company would you choose?
Apple.
Yep. Why Apple?
Because of the technology. I love technology. Even though I'm not very technical, I love technology. If my wife listens to this, she's going to be shocked because I'm a Samsung guy. But I believe that Apple is so innovative, and they're always on the cutting edge, and I love to be on the cutting edge.
Well, there you go.
If you can permanently freeze pain, would you take that chance? Like, never feel pain again, zero pain.
I would never do that.
No?
No.
Okay.
Because without pain, you would never enjoy life.
Yeah.
I mean, so definitely not. I might for somebody else when I see people suffering, that really bothers me. But I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want to be pain free myself.
Because then you can't appreciate
absolutely
the pleasures of life.
Absolutely.
Let's say anybody want no pain free madness. This is crazy. So Bishop, boy, I could have talked to you for 3 hours, man. Yeah, you're an amazing individual. Your work in the community goes unstated. Resurrection Center, YouTube.
Thank you.
You know,
God is good. God's given me way more than I deserve. Let me tell you that.
Listen, I feel we should jump on your Harley at some point one weekend and go hang out.
I'm not a Harley guy. I actually have a BMW.
Yeah, The church is good.
You know what I mean?
So you and your wife on the weekends, you guys go down with the top down?
Yes, we ride together.
Look at that. It's like a real TV show for real. Like, it's the real life.
But I wanna, no, you said it right. It's real life.
Yeah.
And we're just real people.
There you go. Listen, you're welcome on the show anytime. You're a fun time.
You got to invite me.
Shonda, we can't let the Bishop leave without buying some shoes, though. For him and his wife. We'll give him a thing. But Bishop Bird,
I don't want a deal. If I buy shoes, I want to pay full price.
Sold.
we are going to fight you on it, man. Listen, Louise, boy, we're giving mine. I keep messing up the name of the CKT Gospel Show. What's it called, Osman? Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Very big fan
First
of the
for
show.
First for Harry. Amazing guy.
Yo, they didn't let me take over that one day. You know what I mean? I want to bring Bishop on, but you got to come back, man. I love talking to you, man. This is great.
Be my pleasure. Thank you for the invite.
And thank you so much for the box with the gifts and stuff like that. I'm going to bring it out because you have to explain to me. There's too much things going on. I got the keychain. I got cards. I know what's going on. Resurrection Center, you can follow them on YouTube. Every Sunday, 9 o'clock is the French sermon.
French, 11 for English.
Let me tell you guys, the first 30 minutes is like a Kirk Franklin concert. They have TVs in there like the Cowboy Stadium. It's a beautiful thing. And the most important part, they have the tap machine in the back.
Yeah.
You can pay via phone.
Yes.
And we have e-transfer.
Yes.
I know we're going to come up with a Fort mode at some point. The Resurrection Center, the Resurrection Center is going to happen first, I promise you. To all my church folk, I want to wish you guys a good Friday. This has been Pastor Thomas, First Lady Portia Squires, Bishop David Burden, and musical director DJ Maddie. One of the twos. He came.
Soundwalk Symposium is a series of site-specific and virtual events taking place in April 2022, originating from electroacoustic studies at Concordia University and Geogeogi. This is an occasion for revitalization and attenuation to our physical surroundings, uniting walkers and listeners from all disciplines. Soundwalk artists and academics will engage in public events that foster a deeper understanding of soundwalks as a means to embodied examinations of the socio-cultural spaces that we inhabit. These activities will explore post-colonial perspectives and power dynamics that shape the perspectives of listening to our environment. The series will feature soundwalks led by local sound artists. All events are open to the public at large, and panels will be held as hybrid events set in relevant physical settings with online components. Four local soundwalks and accompanying discussion panels will occur on the first four Fridays of April, ending on International Earth Day, April 22nd. Visit www.soundwalksymposium.com for more information.
CKUT Radio, Community Radio, CKUT.